Okay, welcome back to Hilchos Sefer Torah. We learned the last time we learned Hilchos Sefer Torah, which was 2 weeks ago. We learned Sif Aleph through Dalet, and in Sif Hey it said Kalelo Advarim Eina Yalo Lemitzvah Menamufcher. We were talking about the 2, 3, and 4, the 2 exploits between columns, 4 on bottom, 3 on top. And we said that all the shiurim are only lechatchila, they're not the rabbanon.
So by a small sefer,
they don't do that. Aruch HaShulchan says that by a small sefer, that all these numbers are mitamnoi. And since they're mitamnoi, in a small sefer Torah it wouldn't be noi if you left so much. The Seifrim tell me, I don't know where it comes from, they have a Kabbalah to try to do what they call Oymid Meruba al ha Evir. That when you start leaving 2 exploits between columns and 4 on bottom and 3 on top, you get close to being more space than letters. So you try to keep it, it should be more letters than space. Lately, all the books they print have a lot of place for you to fill in your notes on the side of the page, on top and on bottom, somehow to make it more thick. But that's not the hinder. Is it should be more lettering than space.
So then, should one make a small sefer Torah?
One should only make a small sefer Torah if there's a need for it, if there's a purpose in it. The chetchilah should be the letter, the sizes that we said, and people are unaware that the Shulchan Aruch has. And Resh and Beis Aleph Kamu Hu Arkai Shishut Fachim Shechav Dalas Beis Ayin Resh Beis Sif Aleph, that the Ashurim mentioned here as the Chatchila Dik Ashurim for Sifrei Torah. Okay, at any rate,
people writing them are people who assume know this halacha.
Yeah, they really want everyone to do it. They're not happy when you order a slightly different size. It's more difficult for them cloth wise and when they want to get pre-written things to add to it, if you're not Makbid, they get pre-written, which is the standard size, which is similar to this. Most people want at least slightly smaller. It's in this style. Okay, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch allows 3 things that we never see in the Sefer Torah. Shulchan Aruch allows letters that stick out of the column, which we had back in Siv Gimel, that you can stick, as long as Rive of the word is in the Gilyan, you can have words sticking out of the Gilyan. That's one. Number two, patches, Taloyim. If words are written wrong, and to cut it out and put a patch underneath and put in a word that way, which is also Mutter. And number three, to be Taila Ben Ashitim, which we're going to have announced above, to put letters of a word between the lines as inserted. These are 3 things I've never seen in the Sefer Torah. Patches with lettering on it? Really? Patches with lettering? It could be a soyot, I have no kasha, but we don't see it. What?
I've seen the first two.
You've seen the first two. Tell me if you never saw
it. Okay. Without a word, so you added it in?
Yeah. So, without the little letter. So these are things that are mutter. Obviously, they're not mahudr. And our Sefer Torah don't have it. Why they don't have it, I'm not sure. Did the Seferim become better at it? Maybe they have more uniform rules for each line? I don't know. It doesn't seem like you have to be a genius to have uniform planning for your lines. So, and in those days, they didn't copy from things. Maybe they didn't. Okay, now it would seem not, you don't have to be the biggest genius to think of this Eitzah to copy. Maybe it was not practical. They couldn't make photostats. So I don't know why, but Lemaisa, it is that way. I do want to point out that the Shach says, back we learned last time, Sifkat and Aleph, that for a Dover Sheina Ma'akiv, we should not stretch letters. In other words, the idea that Seifrim stretch out letters in the Sefer Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzahs is not desirable. It's less of a hinder than sticking letters into the side. So that if they see letters, they'll be stuck into the side. They stretch so that the word gets to the next line. That's less of a hider. The Shach said it's Sivkat Na'av. Sivkat Gimel, he says, is something that's ma'akiv, you can stretch it. If it has to do with Stuvais and Pshutais, which we'll get to, you could stretch letters to prevent a Dabra Ma'akiv. But for a Dabra Shena Ma'akiv, stretching the letters is not appropriate. And that we do see in Sifrei Torah. Somehow the Seferim somehow do stretch the lettering to make it come to the neat end of a column, rather than leave it not neat at the end. I think it's just a matter of a popular choice. People look at a Sefer Torah, if it's stretched, they don't feel it's so much of a problem. And if they if their columns are not even, people look at it as something problematic. The Taz, at the end of the Siman, you see on the left side there's a big Dalet. In the Taz writes regarding Endechafs. If you look right above that, the four lines up, the three lines above that big Dalet, Aniri Siyad Maisei Seifer Burim. I saw the actions of ignorant scribes, Harbe, many. Above that, you see that large Dalet? So three lines above it, Avani Reisi. Okay, it says Avani Reisi Oid Maisi Seifrim Burim Harbe Shikshiira. I'm sorry, the last page of Reisha Angel. Kishiira Lahem Ois Chaf Pshuta. When they come to an end of Chaf, B'Seif Hashita, at the end of a line, V'Yesh Oid Mokum Parik Tzas, and it's not going to finish off. It's not going to finish off the column evenly, which is not a problem in Halacha. Sheish ef shalichtay teva acher. This is not enough room for another word. They stretch out the roof of the endachaf like this. Vzel psul gomer shu dalit. It's a large dalit. It's not an endachaf. V'la endachaf. V'chay reisi shemazi alzeh b'tshuvas maril tzadiches. Kaira isa burim paislam sifrei Torah. You call them ignoramuses who pasul sifrei Torah b'shulzeh. The foot of an endachaf has to be double the roof, because that's what it is. You take a chaf, it has a side and a bottom, and you bend the side down, it's twice the length.
You have to strap the leg all the way down too.
So the leg would be double the length of the roof. A pishnai min agag. I mean, if you want to stretch out the gag, you stretch out the chaf, you'll end up with a very large endachaf. It should not be a dalit. He's saying that's what the fools do.
But I'm saying, but if the end is the chaf on the end, it doesn't stick out. So why would you think it's a dalit?
In proportion, the proportionality of
a chaf is rounded. A dalit sticks out.
No, it's not the end. The chaf. I will take a look. But at any rate, this is his taina. And again, this is a case of pasuls, but even l'chatchila, it's better that the columns not be even, and that you don't stretch out the lettering.
It looks like a big race. You didn't round it. It looks like a big race.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see Sifvav. Shach. Okay. Reshai Gila Sifvav. Shachach lichtoy v'sashem kulay. If somebody forgot to write God's name, he's writing. I mentioned to you in the past that the minhag is to go to the mikveh before writing the Shem. So the Sefer skips the Shem Hashem. And later he goes to the mikveh, he fills in all the Shem Hashems. So it could happen that a person left the space for the Shem Hashem, but then forgot to leave the space, to actually leave it, and he wrote straight. So the Shem is missing. You might think it's a bazillion. You're going to put God's name between the lines? He says, no, you're allowed to do that.
Tell you where it goes, though, when you put it between the lines.
Okay. You put it between the space of the two words. You're a lawyer. That's the way you do it in contract. So we do it out there. Why do you need an arrow? That's what it means. So, okay. So the Seif has to put his initials next to it. Taylor say ben hashita. You put it between the lines. By other words, it's not a problem. But by the Shem Hashem, you don't do half the word in, half the word out. B'shaka chayfa mitzvah sateva b'shita b'miktsasei lamayla. By other words, it's permissible to do such a thing.
Right.
Yeah, if you've got some lettuce, you're going to put it on top. So that, it says it's kosher. As you can see, there are really no mefarshim on this. The Pischei Tshuva Vav brings a Chamudei Daniel. Chasim Zeh Chamudei Daniel Ksev Yaksha Tayla Hashem Bein Eshiti. When you put Hashem's day between the lines, Yizla Teva Achas Im Hashem. You should stick in one more word with the Shem. B'chek Shekhoider. So too, when you put a patch, yikta gamke teva shel chayil imai. I don't know exactly how you're supposed to go about doing it. I guess I don't know. You know,
that word is there.
You shouldn't put just the Shem Hashem between the lines. You should put a word next to it. If I have to, you put es Hashem, not just Hashem. What are you going to do if you raise the S? You have to stretch it tough. I'm not sure how you do it exactly, but that's what he says to do. So. Oh, but Rishach said not to do things smaller. That's why they're doing it. The Shach said it's better to have a uniform sav and be tele ben ashitim rather than to have a non-uniform sav.
Should somebody use a grid, a solid grid, not a stencil grid, but this way they're all black, all the same size. This way he knows what size each
letter. Well, that's what they do. I mean, they don't take a piece of plastic for a grid, but they take a ticket and they use the ticket and then they see how to write it, and that makes it easier.
Take a ticket like a balkari.
Just take a copy of the page, and you know exactly which words go on the line. And as you write the next line, you know what letters go under what letters, so you keep yourself, especially an experienced cipher, keeps it good. So this is the Mechaber, the Gabi being Taylor Ben Ashita, the fascinating Gilyam Arsha, Umiktsasa Lamaila, middle of the Gilyam Arsha. Listen to what he says. Teva Shiesh by Plukta. If you have a word in the Torah that is a Machlaikis, it be Teva Echad Eshtayim, if it's one word or two, Kamai Kes Ka. The machlaik is if case ka is one word or two words. So kasa b'tshuvas harashbat leisim kufayin kufayin zayin shalatzes yidei hasafik. You want to be as a lichtav case bein hashitas al ka. You put case on top above ka v'kasher adavar, and God will connect it however He wants, with a space or without a space. B'tziva ligrar ulaharchiv lamid memilas al. To rather stretch the lamed litlois milas case the mubarashach imu teva achas atayla gam mixas teva atayla. So mubarashach, it's good. Let God read it the way He wants to read it. So we'll do that. Sometimes there are occasions where I have to write a complicated het to iska and it's a machlekes hapaiskim. So I use a lashon that's ambiguous, and I tell the person it could mean this, it could mean that. When Eliyahu Navi will come, he'll explain. We're doing it adas, whatever El Gavi means for it to be. And sometimes there's no breira in complicated cases. What? Al case ka, right? So the al, what? No gershon. Kiyar al case ka.
No, we don't do this
at all. We already have a. Well, ugly is better than puzzle. Yeah. What? Excuse me? It looks just like a line here, but you take a pen between two words. You stick in some lettering on top. That's what it is. If you saw Sefer Torah like that, you'd think, what's going on here? You don't do this, and it seems that you didn't do it. So at any rate, the idea of case car was
write one like this?
The. I don't know. I assume he did.
So you could have half a word on one line and half a word a little bit higher.
You could have half a word on the line, half a word in the space in between. Happens to be there are a few such things in Gittin and Ksubis that, like the name Ben Sion as a proper name, we were not sure if there's supposed to be a space between Ben and Sion. So we leave half a space. That's what it says. You have an answer.
You put it under.
But it says you leave. It says to leave half a space. If I'm not mistaken, by Menachem Av, the Chaydish Menachem Av, I think it says the same. It's an endemem also. But we leave like half a space in between, and that's what we do. The later in the end of we're not going to get. I think we'll get that far. There's another din in writing the Shem Hashem that the Pesachei Tshuva brings in Reish Ayin Vav Sivkot Nehei, that the Shem Hashem has to be written Kesidron even in the Sefer Torah. Even though we have said many times in a Tefillin of Mezuzah you need Kesidron and not a Sefer Torah, the Pesachei Tshuva there brings that the Shem Hashem has to be written Kesidron. Dar Hashulcha is Matmiyam in Alei. Rabbi Kimeger brings a little Makar there that it's another halacha, the Shem Hashem, that has to be written Kesidron.
That means that if you left spaces for Shem Hashem, you have to write the first one first, or you have to stop?
No, the each Shem itself has to be written in order.
Each Shem. You leave a bunch of spaces, but make sure you go to the first one.
It creates potential problems with Mekubalim, who have all kinds of strange ways of writing the Shem Hashem. The Kubbalim have different ways of writing the Shem Hashem. They mitzara feisius. They do all kinds of things. Rav Sternbruch writes. He has an essay on writing Sefer Torah. He writes to stay away from the Kubbalim when it comes to anything shebikdusha. And the Kubbalim predict who's going to win the World Series is one thing, but when it comes to Yiddishkeit, stay away from the Kubbalim. He says the only real way of doing it, Al-Pi Arizal, is that they write the Yud, and then by the next Hey, they first write a second Yud, and then they change it to a Hey, and then they write a Vav. When it comes to the last Hey, they write a Vav again, and then they change it to a Hey. So he says, that's Al-Pi Ari. But those write Yud, Yud, Vav, Vav, and then go back and change the Vav to a Hey, and the Yud to a Hey, and the Vav to a Hey, instead of writing Gishloike Sidran, and he says, even to do it the other way, only somebody who is a Malubid B'Kabbalah should write such a thing. People ask me, how do you know who's a real Mekubal and who's not? The answer is, if they advertise in the paper, they're not. And honestly, a real Mekubal will not leave Eretz Yisrael, even to raise money. So if he's here to, for that, if he's here for his daughter's chasna, maybe. But if he's here just to do everyone favors, Mekubalim, there are enough people at Israel for them to do favors to. They have to come.
But what he's saying is, two seifrim can't write seifrim. You cannot write seifrim at the same time.
Two seifrim.
You cannot write. He writes for Midor, he writes for Ikro.
Why not?
Because it's not the Sidron. The name of Shem will be the Sidron.
No, not the Shemites have to be. Each Shem itself has to be considered. Each Yud Kei Vav Kei is considered. You can write for Ikro and they're Bereshis. But each Shem Hashem, the letters of the Shem Hashem, has to be written Kesidron.
If you have a case where you have a suffix where the UK vote is written correctly,
so I don't know. As I mentioned, the Pesachei Tshuva says to write a Kesidron, and the Aruch HaShulchan says there's no real makar for it. So I don't know that b'di'evit anyone would passel anything over it. I don't know what the later Sifrei, the Safras, write about it. Rabbi Kiva Eger there, in Reish Ayin Vav, does bring something of a Makar, at least from a Magen Avram. So I don't know. I don't know what the Paiskim Achrayim hold of this. Okay, let's get to the Ramah. The Ramah here in Sivav, Yesifer Medagdik and Lichtev Oisiyais, Bikoshmoi Boroish Amudim. I mentioned this to you the other week. I didn't remember that it was a Ramah, that Bez Yod Hei Shin Mem Vav on the top of an Amid, Bechek Tzasa Medagdik and Lichtev Boroish Kalamid Vav, Bikoyin Oisei Vav Eha Amudim. The minig is, if you look at the Sefer Torah, that virtually every column has a Vav on top, and the Ramah says, "Ein l'dagdek b'chol zeh." You really don't have to. You don't have to do these things. I feel I'm a dagdek yaiser. Shlo yimit ayarchiv haksav l'pamim mishum zeh. Ve'ein l'dagdek b'chol zeh. I feel I'm a dagdek. I feel I'm a dagdek. I feel I'm a dagdek. I'm not sure how the word should go. Yivater. I don't know. Shloi, it should be Yizar. I feel like a dog day. Yizar. Shloi Yivater. Yachiv Aksav. Lepamim Mishum Zeh. It should be. If you want to be a dog day, don't patchka. What? They changed it to Yizar. Look at that. Okay.
But,
so
what,
I'll change mine also.
What? What does it mean by
Beis? I'll tell you in a second. So let me just finish. Ki chol ha'dvarim, all these things have no source. We imagine the source is because the Seferim just wanted to have a uniform staff so that they know how to write it every single time. They don't run into problems. If you look at all the Sefer Torah finished today, you go to Ksiva Sefer Torah, all of them that I've been at, certainly by Ashkenazim, and I think by Sfaradim also, go with Vav Yamudim, have a Vav on every column, except because Shemai. But if you go to older Sefer Torah, I don't mean ancient, I mean even Sefer Torah from pre-World War II, you'll see it's not necessarily written that way. It's Lav Davka written with the Vavim on top. And today, where the world became smaller and there's sort of a more uniform way of doing it, it became the style to write the Vavim on top. One of the proofs that it wasn't the style is from the minig of writing Bikos Shemai on top of an Amid. What's Bikos Shemai? A Beis, a Yud, a He, a Shin, a Mem, and a... They're all Vavs.
No, it's special.
Of course it's a special Vav, but if you just tell me Bikos Shem, all the others will have Vavs on top anyway. We're going to see which Vav, but they're all Vavs. So what's Bikos Shemai? It seems that they were not medagdic to put Vavs, but Bikos Shemai, they were medagdic. These six, they were medagdic. What?
No.
I don't know.
The Vav is not any Vav. That Vav is not...
It's a specific Vav. Yeah, I understand. You mean that should be on top of that in middle. Okay. The look in Shachay, he brings the Bikos Shemai. What are Bikos Shemai? The Haim. Beis de Bereishis. Every single Sefer Torah is makbid on this one. The Beis de Bereishis on top of an Amid. Yud Yoiducha Achecha. Now that's a bit of a problem. Yamin the Shach. What do you mean to do? The Shach says, Beis de Bereishis. Yud Yoiducha Achecha. Hey, Haboy Machreim. The Parashat Peshawa Kaidem Ashira. Shin Shmar Lecha V'yeshesim Shin Shaif to Vishaitrim. Mem of Matayvu and Vav of Idabam. Kenu Vagar Smak, Kufnun Hei, Vagar Smaimini. Which Shaif to Bishaitrim is it? Is there an earlier one?
No.
No. So the Taz, when he brings it, the Taz, in Taz Dalid, says, Beis Bereishis Yud Yaduch Achecha, Hei Abam Biyab. Haboyim bi Abosha. The Shach said Haboyim Achreim. Haboyim Achreim, okay. Shin Shmar Lecha, not Shait to Bishaitrim, they don't change that one. Mem Matayvu, Vav Voidabam. Where is Voidabam? In the Hazinu, okay. So it's at the end. So that's that. Now there is a bit of a problem with the Yud of Yeducha Achecha. Because if you do the Yud of Yeducha Achecha, you have a problem. Because Rekiv Eger points out, it's Yehuda Ata Yeducha Achecha. And before Yehuda is a Parsha Psucha. So how do you do that? How do you have... A Parsha Psucha means there has to be a space that reaches into the Gilead. So if you do a Psucha, the previous line has an open space, then Yehuda is the beginning of a line. Yehuda Ata, how do you fit Yehuda Ata into a whole line? If you do a space like the other Rishayim, in the beginning of a line... And just Yehuda Ata at the end, the space is nine letters. It still doesn't work. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger points this out. I don't know what the Shach and Taz were thinking, but the Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, Yud Yeduch Echa Keno Vagos Vaimini, because of Kibid Yehuda Ata, who Parsha Psucha Yeh Behechrich, Shashita Achrein Abom Shlofonov Yasil Yehuda, Via Kol Ashita Shal Beis HaTevis Yehuda Ata, Yasil Baroi Shomid Yeducha, Ayin Shom. You have to stretch the Yehuda Ata. The Ata. Ulam Ator Kasav Yitzhal Yehuda Barai Shashita V'cheinu B'mechashai V'chei Minig HaSeifrim. So that's what you were saying, that our meaning is to do Yehuda and not Yeducha Achecha on the top of a line, and that's the way that we do it. The Birkei Yosef on the side.
What was the reason they wrote these letters?
I have no idea. These maybe because they're chashev lighter. I don't know. It's a couple that we have.
Not large.
Chashev. I didn't say large.
He did not know. He said large.
No, you mean large. You meant the beginning of a line. They're not large. They're the beginning of a line. Yeah, the beginning. I don't know. It seems to be a chashivus. I don't know. You know, you can't say one word of Torah is more chashev than the other.
Not the beginning of a line. The beginning
of a column. The beginning of a column. The Birkei Yosef on the side. Kari Yosef Vavei Amudim. Nog Alma Cain. He says, even though the Ramah is not so excited about this minig, and the Mechaber didn't even bring it, Birkei Yosef is writing about this about the minig Sfarad. He says, Nog Alma Cain. This is the minig of the world to do it this way. Nog Alma, Hein Oida Yoim. Okay, Oida Yoim. The minig of world is this way. Lichtei Vavi Amudim to write these Vavim. Vavi Losa the Tmiyalan. And we wonder why they do it. People waste their money for having vavs on top. The vavs drank up their money. Vatorisi. Rabbi Shasa, Rabbi Mishtu, okay. Vatarisi b'sefer makim Shmuel b'chidushav liyardei b'din zeh kosav shemotza b'tziyuni shusay gadol lichtavavei amudim vein levatel aminik. That's always the teretz. It's a say gadol. Ayin sham, even though the Mordechai and the Gosmaimini didn't agree with it. B'zeh shomar nachlam Yisrael amenim neviim b'nei neviim neim minog shal Yisrael tayrihi v'etzel Sefer. At any rate, what? It's a good question. I don't know, but he's saying so if the Chalukei Dayos on the topic, so at least the minig follows one of the Dayos. Till now, we don't have anybody who says to do it. So he found this Sefer. I don't know what to say for Mekayim Shmuel. Not to belittle it, I'm just not familiar with the Sefer. But Lamaisa, what are you going to do? That's the meaning. The meaning is to do it today. They're all written this way, and that's what it is. That's the way it is.
Do you have the Sefer that they quote in?
The Codex. First of all, the Codex, they didn't have till very recently, the full Codex. Most of the Chumash was burnt in 48. In 48, there was a fire. It burnt most of Chumash and part of Nach.
So,
the Codex doesn't necessarily mean that you have to do the columns that way. We have a Sefer of the Ran. I'm curious what the Sefer of the Ran, we have today a Sefer of the Ran that was uncovered. But the codex, he means in Syria there's a Sefer Torah that the Rambam refers to. The Rambam says that he, after he wrote all his Psuchas and Stumais, he discovered the Sefer HaMiyuchis to Ben Asher, that Ben Asher had written the Sefer Torah. It's Miyuchis. There are all kinds of legends even earlier that they had in Egypt, which was Baduka Menusa, and that's what everybody used. And the Rama writes later he had access to it, and he was mechavin all his psuchas and stumas, like it says there, and he made a yomtiv latzmai every year, he prophet a yomtiv. Every year on the anniversary of when he discovered that what he wrote in the Rambam was all correct. So that Sefer Torah, the legend has it, not only legend, over the generations, different shuvas, that it made its way to Syria, to Aleppo. In Aleppo, they had, and by them, it was Mekubal that this Sefer Torah was the Sefer Torah. Parts were smuggled out from Syria until the whole thing was taken out. And then it erupted into a big machlaikas in Eretz Yisrael in the 90s. There was a big machlaikas in the 90s whether to change things based on the Aleppo Codex, on the... the part's missing. They didn't change anything because of it. But the part that's there, part of it had to do with Tehillim. You write Tehillim on cloth, the way we write it and the way it's there is different. It became only in Eretz Yisrael. It could be a machlokes to us. Who cares? You know, we don't write Tehillim on cloth anyway. But it became a big thing. I have seen kuntrasin on both sides of the machlokes. It's fascinating to learn through. It's what's most fascinating is the strength of conviction they have. Both of them have askamas from Rebbe Yashiv, supposedly. And it was a tug of war in the Letterman Shul. The Letterman Shul, they have a cloth tehillim. I don't know if they always had it. It seems that there's some Indian, probably Api Kabbalah, to read Tehillim from a cloth. Well, you have to know the Kudus, obviously. And what? There's one at the Kaisel as well. And there's a big tug of war about how it should be written. And the most tug of war was this, that the Gra, they have from the Gra a cloth, a Tehillim cloth. And they said the Gra didn't do like the Aleppo Codex. So Chaim wrote that just because they have from time of the Grah, from the Beis Medrash, doesn't mean they asked him everything. Well, whatever they weren't sure, they asked him. It doesn't mean that everything is Badaka Menusa from the Grah. So it was a fascinating machlokes at the time in Eretz Yisrael. They were kuntrasin. One was called Misaraseinu, those who didn't want to go with the Codex. And the other one was called Misaraseinu and... the two countries, they were very, very fascinating. I happened accidentally to walk into the house of one of the people involved in the machlokes. I went in for something totally different. I went into an old Yerushalmi place. He's a big Baal Digduk. All the people involved in this are big Baal Digduk. And I walked into his house, and he's very suspicious of me that I was coming in. And I asked him for something, and he said, "Why do you want? Why do you care?" I started talking to him in the Vrit. This guy looks like an old Yerushalmi. And he answers me in Boston English. And I told him, finally I figured out, he thought, I told him, I'm in Torah Vadas. They just came, he said, "Really? I'm from Torah Vadas too," he tells me. So he became my friend a little bit. But you should see his room where he sits. It's Sfarim everywhere. It's not bookcases around and around. There's bookcases lined up. There's barely room to get in. Tremendous Talmid Chacham. And he's a big bucky in Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim, I don't know what else. And he was heavily involved in the Machlokes. In Eretz Yisrael, you can have such vigorous disputes.
Well, there are other changes also.
I'm sure there are other changes. Okay. The Shira, I think the Shira was a tumult. The what?
Echa.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that. Okay. So anyway, that's the... that's for that. Okay, anyway, this is the end of Simen Reish Ayin Gimel. Let's move on to Simen Reish Ayin Dalid, more pratim. Reish Ayin Dalid, Tzarech Lichtav Oisa Lishma. We had Lishma when we talked about the cloth in the beginning of Vilchos Sefer Torah. So here we have Reish Ayin Dalid will be that it has to be written Lishma, and the rules of being migdagdik in the ISIS themselves. Sif Aleph, Tzorech, Sheyaymer HaSeifer, Kshiach DeLichtav, Seif has to say, it's not enough thinking, he has to say, Bepeh, Sefer Zeh Ani Kaisiv L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, Umaspik L'Chol HaSeifer, you all understand, he's not writing in one sitting, he's taking breaks in between, it takes weeks and months to write a Sefer Torah. But if he says at the beginning, Sefer Zani, Kaisel Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, that is adequate. We had a Taisvis in Gittin, in the first parak of Gittin, bottom Taisvis on Amidveis, I don't remember which of it. Taisvis said that it's enough when you write a get, it has to be written Lishma, it has to be written Lishem this man, Lishem this woman, and Lishem get, three Lishmas. Taisvis says, it's a two line Taisvis. Taisus says it's enough. The cipher says when he begins to write, he's writing Lishma, and Taisus Lashon is Umistama. The whole get is Lishma. When I learned it in yeshiva, I asked the boys in the class, "What is the taich of Mistama?" So some said Mistama means probably, like in Yiddish, Mistama. He's writing the rest Lishma, and others said, no, if you have kavana in the first word, Lishma, then stam. Even if you're listening to a shira in the airflow, on the iPhone, stop without the asset lishma. So nafkamina is, do you have to keep up? Doesn't mean if you write the beginning lishma, we assume you're writing the rest lishma. What does it mean? No, you don't need the rest lishma nafkamina. If you want to daydream during the rest of it. So when I took the boys of my shir to see Ksivas HaGet, I took four or five at a time to see the writing of a get. So the way the writing of a get is, the husband and wife come in, the husband picks up his kaina, the klafim, and the ink and the whole thing. It has to be his the magnet to the husband, and then the husband makes the cipher a shliach, and the shliach starts to write. The time consuming part is the writing of the get. So he, before he writes, he takes the pen in his hand and he says, Areni kaisev l'shem, whatever it is, Yitzhak ben Avram and Rivka ben Lava, and l'shem l'shmai l'shma l'shem gerishim. He says those words, he starts writing. So the cipher, but he doesn't have to be there. Yeah, the man has to be there. They give him the name, right? So he writes. Now he had an opportunity, a bunch of yeshiva bachrim here, very curious. So he starts telling him all kinds of stories about Kitten. He wrote once by Rashi, once by here, over here. So the boys turn to me, they say, he holds the stomach means Sam, you know. So I said, ask him. So I asked him. So he said, no, you just have to have the Shema in the beginning, and that's good enough for the whole thing. You don't have to be thinking it the whole time. Now let's see what it says here.
Until further notice,
right. It's all the Shema until further notice.
So, again, he's doing in one sitting. You say, for Terry, he's saying he's doing one. So there's no Hefer Hadai. He took a vacation in the middle. He went to.
Yeah, okay. It's true. So let's see what it says here. Let's see the. First of all, the Chiddush of Taz Aleph. What? By zvachim, it means you don't have to be mechaber. Once you do shchita lishma, then everything else is. But ish is not a medes. So first, let's see taz aleph and then shach aleph. Taz aleph, the shape dish is safe. It's her b'smach kasav shiaymer oid. B'chol as karais shaboy. Every shame Hashem, I'm writing l'shem kedushas Hashem. Adkan. V'nira shekeinochin. Shami yishkach achakach lekadesh Hashem b'makayimai. Now, what does it mean? Shami yishkach achakach. So it could mean that you have to do it b'dibor. He's going to forget to say b'peh. He'll be mechavin, but he'll forget to say it b'peh. So, or it could mean that maybe he'll forget even b'machshava. The Taz is open to both interpretations, so therefore it's not a raya to what I was discussing. The Shachin Aleph says, "Tzar Shiyamer, Hanu Shiyamer came beferish, leisavi leib bemachshava k'dleil." The Reishain Aleph, when we began, we learned in Sukkot and Gimel, the Rosh is mesupik, the stopik Rabbeinu Baruch Yibin and Amira, leisagi bemachshava. That was what the Shach said there. It's a suffik. If it's enough to think lishma, or you have to say lishma, and therefore halacha lemaisa, we say the lishma, and we don't. Think the lishma. I'd like to see how the Mishnah Berurah paskins on this, whether you have to say the lishma or think the lishma. So I'd like to read you two Mishnah Berurahs. You tell me if they're consistent. They're both in Siman Lamed Beis. The first is Sifkat Chav Dalet, where it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Sarach haklaf is mu'ubid ba'afotzim, you know what that is. I was saying v'tzoshia mu'ubid l'shmai toiv shuknar toiv lohaitzi b'svasav b'tchila se'ibot shumam del shem tefillin. He says toiv Mishnah Berurah u'b'di'eved dayoy b'machshava, and b'di'eved machshava is good enough. By working out the klaf, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's enough to do it b'machshava. Later in Siman Lamed Beis, when it comes to writing, the Shulchan Aruch and Lamed Beis Yotes, the same as our Shulchan Aruch, says that b'tchilas haksiva yoyme b'piv and ikaisel l'shem kedushas tefillin. When you start, you should say, "I'm writing l'shem kedushas tefillin." Milvadze b'chol pav shekaisel askaret tzarich laim shekaisel l'shem kedushas Hashem. The Chabad says you have to say it. The Ramah yeshayim d'zagi kishemachashem shekaisel askaret l'shman. It's enough, the askaris, you're thinking about them, lishman, On that, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's of cut inside the K, Bepiv v'loy sagi b'machshava afilu b'di'evet. So Mishnah Berurah says, by being ma'abed the klaf, machshava is enough. And by dibur,
by writing,
you need dibur dafka. Now, if you say the opposite, I would understand it. By klaf, it's not nikur. You're working out a klaf. Maybe you want it for a belt. Who knows? So if you would tell me, by ibud is more chamor, and by ksiva, everyone can see you're writing a mezuzah or tefillin, I would understand. But in this direction, it's a difficult thing to understand why by ibud he says sagi b'machshava, and by writing it, he says dibur is ma'akiv. So the only thing I can imagine that has to do with the shtashlus hadvarim and the rishayim, without having gone through it, there must be this a day to be samecha that the ibud doesn't need the lishma b'peh. But it seems just at face value in the Mishnah Berurah, it seems to be an inconsistency in the Mishnah Berurah. I don't look in the dirshu. Nowadays it can't be mechadish anything anymore. Mishnah Berurah is the dirshu always has it, but. Maybe he has a yeshiv on what appears to be an inconsistency that would need an answer.
I mean, why would we say that ksiva is a high level of kedushin that we have to do with the pet?
What does it mean, a higher level?
You need the
klaf more. The letter is more than the klaf. Yeah. The question is why?
Let's see. When we say the rush over here, but the rush earlier. What's the rush hold?
He writes b'lash asafik. He's right one way, right the other way, and he made it a suffix. Is this suffix only by Ibud? Let's see. See, he compares it. He says, is it enough? Is it Dibur or Mashava? Should it be like Pigol, where it's enough, where it by Dibur? And Truma without Dibur? He compares it to other things. Those comparisons should be the same for Ksiva as for everything else. Okay, I don't. There must be something that I'm not. I didn't. I don't know the background to it to know. So at any rate, you need lishma. In the Shem Hashem, you need lishma as well. Okay, Siv Beis. Zarech sheyia lefanav sefer acher sheyatik mimenu. A sefer is not supposed to write things by heart. He's supposed to copy it from another sefer. It's not advice, it's a halacha. One second. And every word has to be read out b'peh, and before you write it. And therefore, it's a zahirus of a sefer. What's a din b'di'eved? The Shach Gimel brings chalukei deis. Shach Gimel also lichtai. Chasav Aram, Perek Beis, the Megillah. Perek Beis, the Megillah. The Mokh B'Yerushalmi, the Mkasav Shalai Minaksav, also likreis by Shalai B'Shasat Chak. That it's possible except B'Shasat Chak. For Rabbeinu Menayach, Kasav Dakra Lechatchila. Avalim Ava, Kasav Minaksav, Loi possible. But Tzarech Ian, something that's everybody knows. You say every day the parashiyos, so that you don't need an aksav in tefillin. Tefillin mezuzah, you're allowed to write shleimin aksav because people are familiar with it. So the question is, if in a sefer Torah you can write those parashiyos that way, if it matters or it doesn't matter, and that's. What?
One sheet says that it's only kosher on the day of Chag.
Right. The other one holds kosher. The other one holds it's kosher. You don't write it lechatchila, but once it's written, you could really learn from it lechatchila. And he holds that the tshuva some cipher, he puts it in tshuva in Yeridei Reish Nadalin. He puts it into lomdish terms. He says the chakira is the din. You have to write it in aksav, a din in the gavra. Or a din in the Chefza? Is it a din in the Gavra? And a cipher shouldn't take on himself to do a Baal Peh. That's not the Gair to the Sefer. Sefer Torah is kosher. Or was it a din in the sefer that you have to have a sefer that's written miraksav? So he clears this chakira, and l'chayra, he doesn't bring the shach, the two sheets in the shach, should l'chayra be tali in that shayla, if it's what it's a din.
The Ron holds that it's in the sefer. It's in the chetz of it.
Those who hold that, it's, yeah. You want to know the makar, if it's a tekana d'rabbanan or if it's a din d'oraisa? I'm not sure. I can't imagine it's a din taira. It doesn't seem to be a din taira. Does that answer the question? The grot sechen su gitten memheim and veis. I'm sorry, the grot sechen su. No, I read the wrong one. I apologize. Okay. I don't know. I didn't do the background check. Remember, Rav Yechon and Megillah Yeches on Medbeis, but Nachas on Medbeis. Okay. The Rabbanan
string him
passing for the other. Loved Afka. If you never want to have a kiyum without passing it, then.
Was the
Kriyan Ksiv? Which one does he say? I would hope the Ksiv. He's got to write it correctly, right? I would assume so. What? He says the Ksiv. Yeah, I imagine so.
If he's writing only okay. Hashem paint, does he say it? Like he's filling it?
I have to ask. He definitely doesn't do the ksiv. But I don't know. Gimel, yichtai ksiva nom yusheres. What? No, it's filling, you don't have to, because it's shkur bepiv. Excuse me?
He can write it by heart.
Yeah, mezuzah and filling. Gimel yichtav tzivanom yusheres. It should be a nice straight writing, tamal or complete letters. In kosev alav lamid biyachad kazeh einay kosher. The old chumashim had this alav lamid written that way. So einay kosher. It's not. Of course, it's not kosher.
What do you think it would be?
Well, you would think the lettering is just you should know what to read. So you know what to read. But takashvach have a meaning. But the Aruch HaShulchan here goes through common mistakes. These common mistakes are basically like he has 13 out of the 22 letters. He writes common mistakes. Oh, I brought the list. He has common mistakes. Baruch Hashem, they're not the mistakes that we have in our Sefer Torah are not find mistakes that often. He says the I'm just giving you examples. I don't expect you to memorize Aleph Shin Ayin Tzadik. You have to be careful that the yuds touch the base. Like in an aleph, first you write the largest piece of the aleph. When you write the top yud, you have to make sure that it touches. So the same thing with a shin. You write the outline, you write the middle, you have to make sure that it touches. Same thing with the ayin and the tzaddik. Same thing a mem. A mem, you write a chaf and then a vav. You have to make sure they touch. The bays and the chaf, he says to be careful to square the bays and round the chaf. The tag of the hay, he writes, and the yud and the vav, the length should be correct. The zayin and the endon on the same thing, the length should be correct. And the tess, that the right side should be bent in. The tess, I've got this once recently, Sefer Torah, where the tess, the top doesn't come down. There's a sichsuch among the seifim today, how far the hook of the tess comes down. If it comes down a lot, it comes down a little, but it has to come down something, and so it has to be kafuf. And then the kutzei shel yud, which is always a potential problem. The kutzei shel yud, the Gemara says the kutzei shel yud is ma'akiv, and we're, of course, the right regel is ma'akiv, that's not the kutzei shel yud. Kutzei shel yud, we understand to be, like some rishayim, the bottom left of the yud. Bottom left, which in our, if you look in your Yeridea, the word in Tab Yeridea, that yud is a pasul yud in the Sefer Torah, because that yud, the bottom left, is rounded. Yeah. The bottom left is supposed to come down. It's supposed to come down a bit, and b'di'evet, if it's square, there's a chum some cipher says squared is good enough. All cipher, no, some cipher, but it has to have a kutz. It's supposed to come down a bit. And this week, we had in yeshiva, somebody brought in a couple of mezuzahs that were obviously written by an Amoritz. The psulim everywhere, except every kutzei shel yud is there. It was obviously someone who doesn't know anything, and they told him what to do, and they told him that the Kutzei Shiyuds, you have to be careful. You could see the Kutzei Shiyuds are very careful, but everything else is all over the place. Words are run one into the other, the words are broken up. It's a crime that mezuzah ever made it anywhere, but the Kutzei Shiyud they knew about it. Okay, what? A chiddush set, yeah, good.
Why didn't
I check if it's real parchment. I don't know.
Why didn't you bring down the one that the Shark the Pow said before, that Dalit Kaf thing?
Because he knew you read it already as a major. Sif Dalit is the next major sugya in Safras. The sugya of Mukaf Gevil. Mukaf Gevil is a famous sugya because of the Beis Yosef. And Seifrim, no, yeah, the first terrace of the Beis Yosef and the second terrace. I'd rather, in the Mishnah Berurah, he has a lot of Bir Alochis on the Simen. He says, Lefi Teretz Harishon, Lefi Teretz Hasheni. I thought earlier he brings down the whole Beis Yosef. No, he assumes that you know what he's talking about. The Teretz Harishon, the Teretz Hasheni. So let me give you the background, and then we'll learn the Sif next week. What does Mukif Gevil mean? Surrounded with parchment. Every letter has to be independently surrounded by parchment, which means if two letters touch one the other, that's possible. That's a Gemara. It's a double pashit to all of us. If two letters touch, it's a psul, even though a tinna could read the letters. That's nothing to do with distorting the reading. It's a psul ba'atzam. Every ayis has to be mukif, has to be surrounded by uninked parchment, by gevil. The Beis Yosef is a stira to Gemaras, both in the Menachos. The one Gemara says has to be Mukav Gevil. The other Gemara says, also in I think the Flamid or Lamed Aleph, if you have a Vav and there's a hole in the leg of the Vav, smack in the middle, there's a hole. What do? You have a hole in the middle of the Vav. So it says, you call it a Tinnik. And you see if he reads till the hole as a Vav or as a Yud. As you cover the bottom, or maybe you scratch it out, and you and you call the child and you say, is the top piece, what does it look like? You don't say the top piece. You tell him, read the line, read every letter. So he starts reading it, he reads Lamed, Yud, Hey. When he gets to the Vav, does he read it as a Vav or as a Yud? And then you know if it's good or it's not. I told you once, I did this once. There were a few brothers here. Matzah Shabbos, I called. I said, how old are you? He said, 10. How old are you? He said, 7. I said, okay, 7-year-old come. We put him on a chair and he read. So after he finished, the 10-year-old said, I could have done that too. I told him, you're too smart. It has to be someone who's like Chacham, and I'm not somebody who's very smart. So Frekta Beis Yosef, what do you mean? It's not Mukav Gevil. This letter, this Vav, that ends into a hole, is not surrounded by parchment. It has parchment all around except on bottom. On bottom it ends into a hole, so there's no parchment around it. So Bishlami, you tell me, scratch out a little of it, so it should be Mukav Gevil. One thing. That's not what it says. It says you take it, you call on the child, and he reads it.
Is a hole in the parchment?
A hole in the parchment, through the parchment. Yeah, the filter. So this is the Beis Yosef's kash. So he says two terutzim, and the Shaila has had a paskin in these two terutzim. One terutz, he says, is Mukav Gevil is only a din in the geis, in letters touching each other. It's a way of saying letters can't touch. If letters don't touch, not a din in the cloth or the gevil, that the parchment has to be there. It's a din in the geis Isis that two letters have to be separated by gevil. But a hole, who cares about a hole? That's not the point. The second teretz, he says Mukav Gevil is a din in ksivas Sefer Torah, what Tefillin Mezuzahs. The din in the time you write it. If when you wrote it, it was Mukav Gevil, and later it gets a hole, or later the ink runs and two letters touch, it's kosher. Because it's a din in ksivas ha-sefer, you have to write it Mukav Gevil. It's not a din in the mitzias of a Sefer Torah. Obviously, it's a tremendous nafkamina. Nafkamina is two big nafkaminas. If the Gias Isis that comes later, if you have a Negia that comes later, which would be the case by all Tagim on the bottom. In other words, if you have Tagim on a bottom line that touch a letter on the top, which is not uncommon, where they write a tag and it hits the top letter, like the second teretz is kosher, because he already wrote the top, and then he already wrote the bottom, and then he picked up his pen from the letter, and then he will put it back to write a tag. So he went back to write the tag, it was already kosher. So if you don't like the first teretz, it's not Book of Gevil. If you don't like the second teretz, you don't need Book of Gevil, it was already written, the kashrus. Yeah, the tag was suli tag is not ma'akiv in the letter, and then it's good. The other nafkamina is if when you write it there's a hole. When you write it there's a hole, but like it says in the paiskim, if you write an endachof that hits the bottom of the klaf, if you write an endachof and it hits the bottom of the klaf, is that possible? If you hold like the first teretz, you don't need Book of Gevil, not touching another letter. If you hold like the second teretz, Shask Siva, it's already possible. They'll jump and tell me that the endachof was already kosher before you hit the bottom. So Be'er Lachi is that kasher. So Be'er Lachi answers that no, until you pick up the pen, that's a Siva. Siva is until you remove the coolness from the thing. And therefore, Nafkamina will be the endachof. In the middle of the letter. Yeah. Well, nobody would do that. Nobody would have a kosher safer and go back. So this is the what? The tag is not a ma'akiv part of the ice. So in Siman Lamed Bay Sif Yud Ches, the Shulchan Aruch writes regarding Book of Gevil, and I guess this is what we'll pick up on next week. The Shulchan Aruch says. I'll keep you in suspense to next week. That's if you can. Okay. Next week we'll do it.